a front page drama from the files of the American Weekly.
You're not going to quit just because you lost your eyesight. I didn't become engaged to a coward.
You call it being a coward. I call it being realistic. If there's no reason why you have to suffer, our engagement is over.
Howard.
I'm going to ask you to do one thing for me. Just go away and forget all about me. Will you do that?
Of course, Howard. I'll do anything you say.
There is no gauge to measure what it cost Ruth Bryan to walk out of the room, leaving her fiancé full of bitterness and despair. But she had no choice. She'd been rejected. Listen as Front Page Drama brings you a stirring story from the American Weekly, the great magazine that is distributed with a leading Sunday newspaper on sale in this city. Howard Carpenter had made his plans for the future carefully and well. He had his job as experimental chemist. He was engaged to Ruth Bryant, the girl he'd loved since high school. And as soon as he'd successfully completed his new paint formula, he'd be given a raise, which would enable him to marry. To complete the formula, he'd been working on his own time in a laboratory he'd fitted up in his garage. On the evening our story begins, he'd become so absorbed in his work, he forgot he had a date with Ruth.
Ruth.
Hello, Mrs. Carpenter. Surprised to see me?
Well, yes. I thought Howard was taking you out tonight.
So did I. But he didn't show up, so I strolled over. I suppose he's in the garage as usual.
Oh, now, isn't that just like him?
Well, I'll go back and remind him that he's engaged to me and not to his test tubes.
I'll go with you, dear. The very idea. The next thing you know, he'll be moving into that laboratory altogether. Oh, what's that?
Came from the garage. Come on. Look. Look, the garage is on fire.
Howard! Howard, are you
mother,
in there?
Mother,
Howard,
help.
Come out! Hurry before you're burned!
Mother, I can't find the door. I can't see.
I'll get in, Mrs. Carpenter. You stay here.
Howard.
Where are you?
Howard.
Where are you?
Howard, right here. Give me your hand.
I can't see you.
I've got you. This way.
Howard, are you all right, my darling?
My face. My eyes. Well, they feel awful, and I can't see anything.
Oh, my dear boy, what happened?
The retort exploded. I was standing right over it.
Call a doctor, Mrs. Carpenter. Hurry. Lean on me, Howard. I'll take you to the house.
Take me? Ruth, Ruth, I'm blind.
Howard, Ruth is downstairs. She wants to see you.
I don't want to see her.
Oh, now, dear, you can't put her off anymore. She's your fiancée.
What does she want with a blind man?
I'll answer that question, Howard. I'm glad I didn't wait downstairs because then I wouldn't have heard it. You want to know what I want with a blind man? Just any blind man? Nothing. But I don't consider you just any blind man. You're the man I'm in love with. Your being blind doesn't make the slightest difference.
It makes plenty of difference. I'm not the same guy you promised to marry. He had a future, I haven't.
But you have. Only it'll be a different one. You're not going to give everything up just because of an accident. We'll just adapt ourselves. We'll make new plans and work them out together.
What new plans?
Well, first of all, you'll learn Braille. Then you'll be able to read and study again, just as always. Well, there are plenty of professions open to men with your ability. You may even be able to go on right from where you left off.
Oh, stop it, Ruth. You know how impossible that is.
Won't you even try?
No, I won't. My company's giving me a pension. Well, I'll just have to get along on that as best as I can.
Well, you don't mean that. You're not going to quit because you've lost your eyesight. I didn't become engaged to a coward.
You call it being a coward. Well, I call it being realistic. There's no reason why you have to suffer. Our engagement is over.
Howard!
I'm going to ask you to do one thing for me. Just go away and forget all about me. Will you do that?
Of course, Howard. I'll do anything you say. Goodbye.
Howard, I couldn't help overhearing you. Why did you tell Ruth that? Why did you lie to her? You know you mean to study Braille and start all over again.
Yes, Mother, I know, but I'm not going to keep her waiting around in the meantime. This isn't a matter of days. It means years. And I'm not going to be a millstone around her neck.
But, dear, you sent her away. Suppose she finds someone else.
I'll have to take my chances on that, Mother. It's the only fair thing to do.
Mrs. Carpenter knew her son too well to argue. If he felt he had to risk losing the girl he loved, nothing she could say would change his mind. Listen in just a moment when Front Page Drama brings you the conclusion to this moving story from the files of the American Weekly. All the world has heard of Theda Bara, one of the greatest movie stars of them all. Sometimes known as the wickedest woman in the world due to the movie roles she played, Theda Bara was actually one of the most popular stars of all time, beloved by all who worked with her. In the next article of the series entitled Love, Laughter, and Tears, Adela Rogers St. Johns reveals the fascinating highlights in the movie career of Theda Bara. Look for it in the October 15th issue of the American Weekly. The American Weekly is the magazine that is distributed with leading Sunday papers everywhere. Readers in more than 9.5 million homes from coast to coast look forward to it every week. Ask your news dealer for the Sunday paper that carries with it the American Weekly and share the nation's reading habit. And now back to our Front Page Drama. For all his outward toughness, Howard Carpenter wanted desperately not to lose Ruth. His need for her found only one outlet, an unremitting struggle to conquer his blindness, and he made progress. One morning, several months after the accident, his mother returned from marketing to find Howard in exceptionally good spirits.
Mother? Mother, come here for a minute.
Yes, dear. What is it?
Here, take this Braille reader and open it to any page you like.
All right. Now what do you want me to do?
Give it back to me.
All right.
Now listen. The poet has one vision of truth and the scientist another. It would not be correct to say that either vision is complete or that the two are incompatible. There, how's that?
Why, that was wonderful, dear. And you've never seen that page before.
That's right. You said seen, and that word fits, too. You know, feeling is getting to be more like seeing every day. I can't be too badly off when I can read stuff like that at the first go, can I?
You're doing amazingly well, dear. Howard, don't you think it would be nice to let Ruth know how well you're getting on? Howard.
I heard you, Mother. No, I'm not ready. Well, this is just the beginning.
I know, dear, but still, it might be a good idea just at this time.
Why just at this time?
Well, I ran into Constance Adams today, and she happened to mention that Ruth has been corresponding with a man she met while she was visiting her aunt in New York.
Are you trying to tell me you want me to let Ruth know I'm still in the running?
Well, dear,
I know, Mother, but I'm not going to do it. Well, he must be a decent chap, or Ruth wouldn't have been interested to begin with. And if he has two good eyes besides...
Please, Howard.
Don't worry. I'm not giving up. This is a little race I'm running with time. If I can pull myself up to the point of being an independent, self-reliant human being before Ruth actually marries this New Yorker, he is going to have competition. You can count on that.
Well, dear, maybe it'll come sooner than you think.
How do you mean? Well, I realize I need at least a year before I even dare approach anyone about a job.
Unless there's a change in your physical condition.
You mean in my vision? Well, how can there be a change?
Well, I didn't tell you before, dear, because I thought the waiting would be too hard for you, But 2 months ago, I asked Dr. Thompson to put in an application for you at the eye bank. He couldn't say when it would come through.
This is wonderful news, Mother.
But now that you know, won't you let me get in touch with Ruth?
No, not yet. Well, as you say, there's no telling when my turn will come. We'll have to wait. You sound upset this morning, Mother. What is it?
Well, I suppose you'll have to know sooner or later. Constance Adams told me that Ruth left for New York this morning to get married. I'm sorry, dear.
It's all right, Mother. I ran a race and I lost.
Oh, if we only hadn't... Wait a minute, dear. I'll see who it is. Hello? Oh, yes. Really? Oh, that's simply wonderful, Doctor. Why, of course we can get ready in time. Oh, I'll be grateful to you forever. Goodbye, Doctor. Howard, at last they're ready for you. Dr. Thompson says you're to have Dr. Woods, the finest eye surgeon in New York. Isn't that marvelous news?
Yes, Mother, I suppose it is.
Oh, darling, don't lose your spirit now. We're leaving on the first train tomorrow. Howard, here's Dr. Woods.
Well, I guess the next 5 minutes will tell whether the operation was a success, huh, Doctor?
Oh, are you still pessimistic? Well, I'm not. Now then, lean forward while I take the bandages off. That's the idea.
Oh, wait, now, Doctor, could you wait just a minute?
Well, of course, Mrs. Carpenter.
I'll be right back.
I suspect your mother wants to make sure her nose is powdered before you have your first look at her. You know, women are like that.
All right, Dr. Woods. We're all ready now.
Oh, fine. There you goes. Keep your eyes closed, Howard. That takes care of the bandages. Now, open your eyes slowly.
Ruth.
Howard, darling. You can see again.
Yes, it's a miracle. But not half as much of a miracle as finding you here. Howard!
I couldn't wait, dear. I got in touch with Ruth as soon as we got to New York.
Well, that wasn't fair. Ruth was going to be married.
It was perfectly fair, darling. Your mother wasn't breaking anything up for me. I had done it already.
You mean you weren't going to get married?
No. I couldn't go through with it. No matter how hard I tried not to be, I was still in love with you. I came to New York to tell him so.
Darling, I'll never stop looking at you as long as I live.
Doctor, I don't think he'll be needing either of us for a while. Shall we go?
Eh? Oh, yes, of course. It was no lack of gratitude that made Howard oblivious to the departure of his mother and the doctor, and neither of them was offended. This has been another front-page drama from the files of the American Weekly. Naturally, real names have not been used. This front-page drama was suggested by a true story from the files of the American Weekly. There's a saying in journalism that a magazine is no better than its features, and the outstanding quality of the American Weekly's features are a byword among its steady readers. Exclusive stories from behind the headlines, frank first-person memoirs, thrilling true stories that take you to the far corners of the earth and right around the corner, written by some of the world's best writers. You too can enjoy this great magazine, for it comes with leading Sunday papers all over the country. Ask your news dealer for the Sunday paper in this city that carries the American Weekly, and see for yourself why it's become the nation's reading habit.